Bosom Selector on 95BFM.
Yeah. Okay, this is exciting. We've got jazz show hosts in the studio on a Monday morning. What a treat.
Morning, our ladies.
How are
Thanks
we,
for
Jenny?
Having us.
Well, yep. I have to say that mornings are not my favourite time, actually. But I feel fine, actually.
Thank
this is great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Not a problem.
Here with Miss Dom and Blind Mango Chutney. Here to tell us all about the jazz show. So when did the jazz show start? I feel like it's been on forever.
It has.
Yeah.
It started in 1977.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we're looking at 50 years coming up very shortly.
Wow.
And it was a show, actually, that when it started, it hit the ground running. Because the guy who started up was the famous Nigel Horrocks. He was a professional broadcaster and a jazz fanatic sort of thing. So that's how it started. And it's always been on from 12 to 2 on a Sunday.
But the show at that stage when Nigel was doing it was called Sunday Brunch.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't confined to its jazz.
No, but it was essentially a jazz show. Yeah.
Well, he actually thought that jazz might not be the best thing to call it at that time. Some people don't like jazz, believe it or not.
What?
But yeah.
Where are they? I'll find them.
They've gone now, so that's why we just call it the jazz show now.
And the interesting thing about jazz and the show since Nigel started doing it and, you know, what it is now is that jazz has kind of changed a lot. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of new jazz coming out, which is, you know, soulful and has so many different vibes in it, but still falls under the umbrella of jazz. But it's more funkier and groovier, and especially a lot of stuff coming out of the States and the UK right now, and even home here in Aotearoa. So, you know, it's more just about music, soulful music with jazz overtones often. But because we have five rotating hosts, there's a lot of diversity within our group. So, you know, I'm tending to play more newer stuff. Blind Mango is celebrating his fantastic vinyl collection that he has at home of all kinds of new and classic jazz.
I cover the waterfront, as they say.
You do. And we've also got Dr. Mark Baines, who has a musician's perspective. And we love what he brings, and he's playing a lot of local releases from his world, his musician's world. Frances, who loves her themes, she does great themes. And Def Jim, who is a bit of a fusion.
Well, no, he's very heavily into improv, actually. That's what a show is all about. And it's a unique show. I mean, you wouldn't hear a show like that anywhere else in New Zealand anyway. So
it's special to have so many different hosts with so many different interests.
Exactly.
Because it is such a broad sphere of music, hey?
Just like the promo says, what is jazz? You know, we just make it up as we go along, you know?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Oh, very cool. Tell us briefly, you two have been involved with BFM for a long time.
Yeah.
So tell us about how you came to BFM.
We'll go with Dom first.
Okay, well, me, I am now the longest serving female on the station.
Yes. Oh, yeah, represent.
Yeah, so I bought up this campus radio hallway card that we used to be issued back then to be in the hallways, to have permission to be in the hallways. And this has a date on it of 1987.
Oh,
so yeah, that's what I looked like in 1987.
You're so cute.
And but I actually started earlier than that. I started I first came up these stairs in 1985, and I will just say that if you want to know about my backstory, DJ Dubhead did a fantastic series on us 95BFM DJs, and it's called the BFM Historical Society. And I have my one up on my Mixcloud page, so you can check that out and listen to it on just Google Miss Dom on Mixcloud, and you'll see it there.
Oh, excellent. So you can do a real deep dive on you.
Yeah, so I'm old school.
Good stuff.
But I've been doing the jazz show since probably about 2013 maybe, because before that I was doing Saturday shows, just runner station shows, and I was music director and program director in 88 and 89, and yeah, I've been through these hallways for a long time now.
Mm. And what about you, Blind Mango Chutney?
Okay, well, actually, my story goes back to 1988. I think that's when I started, actually.
Yeah.
Mm. When I was doing the blues show on B way back in those days.
We had a blues show?
We had a blues show, yeah.
Oh, bring it back.
Yeah, it was a little bit like Back on the Goodfoot sort of thing, that sort of style of thing, but back in 1988. And then Oss used to help out occasionally on the Border Radio show at that time. Country music wasn't particularly popular in that time, actually, believe it or not like it is now. And, God, I have a recollection, although I can't quite remember how it came about, but I think I might have done the jazz show a couple of times back in those days, because I do remember interviewing Ronnie Jordan up here when he came to play at the Town Hall.
Wow. All right, R.I.P.
So, yeah. Cool cat, very cool cat. And he was just, it was the second album that they were promoting at that time, and packed out the Auckland Town Hall. And and then I retired essentially in about 1998 because I thought I was getting too old for Radio B. No such thing. But then in 2010, I came back.
Woohoo, so, the grand return.
Don't call it a comeback.
It was a funny thing, actually. I don't know if you've ever said on here what happened, but I was promoting this guy called Charles Lloyd. He was coming to play here.
Yeah.
He was coming from the Melbourne Festival, actually, to do a gig in Auckland. And so I was coming up to play some Charles Lloyd stuff with a jazz host who was here. And I sort of come up with my box of records, and the jazz host at the time, whose name I won't mention at this time, didn't turn up. And our good friend Angus Thunder was doing the show beforehand, and I said to him, Angus, how this deck looks like the same system that we were using 10 years ago whenever I was here. And he gave me a quick run over on how to use it. So I ended up just doing the entire show myself on that occasion, of all Charles Lloyd sort of stuff. And then during the following week, I get a call from Manu Taylor. He says, you don't want to do the jazz show, do you? So that's how I started.
Well, there you go. Happy accidents.
Mm. And you still have the odd, like, great interview on the jazz show.
We do. Helping
you out with when we chatted to Michael Watt.
We do, yeah.
That was amazing, actually, that interview.
We were lucky to have that. So, yeah, you can expect interviews and obviously
jazz. Plus what we do heavily feature and support is Aotearoa jazz in a big way. So we often have, you know, guests up here who have new releases and support their music on the show, but also we have a 100% Aotearoa jazz and soulful vibes playlist on Spotify, which has over 300 tracks of Aotearoa jazz and alike. So you can search that out, and it's a really great listen. I've curated it all, and it's music that has been collected by all of us five hosts. And it's a good listen. Also, I want to say that we support local hosts with our jazz gig guide, and we read that on the show at 1 o'clock every Sunday, and we also post that on our 95BFM show Facebook page.
Yes.
And Frances does a great job with our gig guide. She puts that together, and she posts every Monday a refreshed and updated guide for all you jazz whānau out there who want to go and check out jazz shows.
Cool.
Locally.
Brilliant. Excellent.
All right, we've got a couple of songs chosen. Mm-hmm. Shall we start with our vinyl?
Right off.
What have you got for us?
Well, when the question was asked, I just had this record out that I'm going to play, which is a track from the mid-60s, and it was a big hit at the time. It's in a Brazilian style. The sort of samba jazz thing was big back then. And this is the perfect thing to play at this time of the year, I reckon, because it's called Summer Samba. It's by the Walter Wanderley Trio. He's the organ player on this. It's kind of short but very peppy, and I think it's the perfect thing to play.
Cool. You going to do the honours, Mel?
Mm-hmm.
This is lovely. I like this.
Yeah, I like this.
Oh, it's a classic, yeah.
If you're just tuning in, this is Bosom Selector. We've got jazz show host Miss Dom and Blind Mango Chutney. A couple of jazz cats. We've got an actual jazz cat. Tell me about the story of this guy.
Okay, well, the jazz cat story is not about this particular guy. He's come along lately to fill the gap that the jazz cat has left. But years ago, a guy who actually was on BFM years ago himself as a DJ said to me that his cat will place himself in front of the radio at 12 o'clock on a Sunday to listen to the jazz show. And I said, I thought he was joking initially, but he insists that is what used to happen. He just used to place himself in front of the radio at 12 o'clock to listen to the jazz. And I told the story on the radio one day, and we got a whole lot of people saying, yeah, we've got a jazz cat as well.
Oh, my gosh. So it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Cats like jazz.
Yeah.
Everyone likes jazz.
You got any jazz dogs?
Well, not really jazz dogs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the occasional one will howl or yelp or something, possibly.
Yeah. We'll have to Pavlov them.
Yeah.
We have to train them to sit by the radio.
We should give a special shout-out to the jazz show sponsor, San Ray.
Absolutely.
Who are so awesome. Millie's a big fan of San Ray, aren't you?
I love San Ray. I don't know if it's still on the menu. They did this tortilla soup with a bit of avocado in it.
Yum.
Oh, my God.
Yum.
Thinking about it is making me salivate. It's a fabulous restaurant. If you haven't been, go.
Everyone raves about the food at San Ray. It's so good.
It's so good.
And watch out for us over the summer because Blind Mango and I will be hopefully doing some sets there, some vinyl sets there, mm-hmm. as well as, Blind Mango spun at Twofold.
Yeah.
Brewery on Saturday.
Actually, I just want to shout out to Heather there, who was listening for the whole 3 hours that I played there, and then she comes over and she's got a big BFM sticker on the back of her phone.
Oh, yeah.
Very big BFM fan, her and her husband, whose name I've forgotten. So thanks for making that known to us, Heather.
And we love the guys down at Twofold. They reached out to us and said, hey, we love the jazz show and we love your vibes and we want you guys to come down and spin here. So
cool. So
there'll be a bit more of that, hopefully. So thanks to our sponsors, San Ray, love them. And,
It's such a great show. I always look forward to the jazz show, you know.
Someone described the show to me the other day as an iconic show, which I thought was really kind.
I'd put it up there too.
Oh, wicked.
Well, honestly.
We do our best.
I reckon that coming up to 50 years, it must be one of the oldest shows on BFM, surely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although it might be an old show, but we still hang extremely modern.
Mm. Yeah. Yes. Speaking of which, Yasmin Lacey is the last track you've chosen for us, Dom.
Yes, this is my pick, and I love Yasmin, as you do too, yeah. Rosetta and Millie. So she has a new album titled Teal Dreams, and that releases on the 24th of October, coming up soon. And I recently played this track that we're about to hear, and I think it's probably going to be on the new album, and it's just a total banger, and it's called The Feels.
Awesome. Let's have a listen. Thank you so much for coming up, guys.
No problem.
To have a chat, and everyone can tune into the jazz show this Sunday from 12 till 2.
Kia ora, beautiful wahine.
Thanks so much.
was this week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.